Okay. So this is Martin and Ross. We're with...
Hi, I'm Ross Ambridge. Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you, Ross. So you've been part of, well, Star Wars sort of franchise as well. So explain a little bit about your characters and why you're here today.
Well, I'm here today to help support the Fantasy Con at on the Isle of Wight. My first time over the Isle of Wight, and it's absolutely fantastic. It's so lovely people here, and dressed up in all their Comic Con, the costumes and stuff at the Comic Con. And so, yes, my character was the one half of Supreme Leader Snoke. So Andy Serkis and myself brought the character alive. So Andy was the voice of mocap, and I was a physical body you see on the screen. I got to wear the gold robes and, you know, break Kylo Ren and stuff until he chopped me in half. But yeah, so it's amazing to be invited along to the Fantasy Con. But I was also a Wookiee on Solo, A Star Wars Story. So I went from being really cool to being really hot. Yeah, so it's just a lovely experience to be here.
Wow.
What I could say is, so the people that are listening, you know, always follow your dreams. Always, like, if you want to get into something, just make sure you do everything you possibly can. Be positive about yourself as well. So, you know, don't put yourself down. You know, come out of your shell, if you like, by actually watching these films and going, do you know what? If this person can do it, then I can do it, or I can try and do it at least. And I'll be honest, 1 second, I promise. And I'll say one thing is that I was a bit shy when I was growing up, because obviously being a tall person anyway, I thought that, you know, I stood out, but for the wrong reasons. But I use my height to help a character. That gives me confidence anyway, even at my age. But I remember doing a convention dressed as Chewbacca in Bristol, and Peter Mayhew was there doing signings, and he actually showed me how to walk like a Wookiee, hold a bowcaster, and how to roar. So I had a masterclass for the man himself. So what I'm saying to people is, if you go to these conventions and you chat to the guests and everything else here, you know, it's inspiring, and it makes you go, do you know what? I'm going to give it a go. And that's what you do. You give it a go, and you see what happens. So that's my advice.
Oh, really powerful words there. Thank you. Got one.
What was it like working with Harrison Ford?
Unfortunately, I never actually worked with Harrison Ford. I worked with Alden, Edgar Wright, and and Woody Harrison, and obviously Andy Serkis, and I even got to work a little bit with Mark Hamill. So that was amazing, but never not to Harrison Ford. No, I would have loved you though, of course, you know, but that's it. But I'd say Peter Mayhew is closest to being Harrison Ford. You know, that was just a remarkable experience, and hopefully I did a Wookiee justice, you know, and then, you know, it's all good.
Brilliant. Thanks, Hat Ross. Really powerful words.
I'll just finish by saying, remember, guys and girls, may the force be with you, and...